Using public transportation can be challenging for a number of reasons. Some bus riders want longer hours of operation and some want more direct routes. In Greensboro, some activists are working with the city to make bus rides easier for everyone. But it's not a simple task. Naomi Prelo reports.
To get to a place that's 10 minutes away in the car can take about an hour and a half by bus in Greensboro. And if your work shift ends after 11:30 p.m. when the buses have stopped operating, good luck finding a way home. These are just a few of the issues that bus riders face. One activist group is asking the city council to make changes to the bus system. Working America advocates for progressive policy issues on behalf of workers. Catherine Walton Ward is an organizer for Working America. They've been in Greensboro for the past 6 years. Ward says transportation always comes up as a problem when they go out and talk to people.
Somebody shouldn't have to be trying to get to work for 2 hours, go to work for 8 hours, and then, you know, have to take another 2 hours just to get back home. They're losing a lot of family time.
The length of time it takes to get anywhere is a problem for Channing Gallimore. He works at Walmart, which is about an hour away from his home via the bus. He's also a rapper. And when he wants to go to the music studio, it's a journey. Last week, he was waiting for the bus on Wendover Avenue after breakfast at IHOP. He got on bus 1 headed toward the downtown bus depot. Riders have to connect there to get elsewhere in the city. Buses arrive here every 30 minutes. Gallimore says the process of taking a bus to the depot and then catching another bus to head to another destination is frustrating.
Maybe you gotta go 10 minutes up the street, then you end up having to go all the way to the depot, coming back out. Like that 10-minute trip, you gonna really take you about an hour.
And, as luck would have it, on this morning, Gallimore misses his stop. There was no audio or text display on the bus letting riders know what the next stop is.
At least let people know that the stop is coming up.
So Gallimore called his brother to come pick him up. Working America surveyed about 200 riders on what changes they'd like to make to the bus system. The main things they want are shelters at every bus stop, more connector routes, and longer hours of operation. But making changes isn't easy. Sharon Hightower is the transit liaison on Greensboro City Council. She says changing schedules could mean changing bus stop locations.
If we move the buses to areas where they can continue to have steady flow and be more efficient, you'll get to where you're going quicker, but you may have to walk a little further.
Greensboro has a 2040 mobility plan to map out how transportation in the city can be more efficient and rider-friendly in the future. The city recently approved a contract with a new private company to manage the bus and transit system. Hightower hopes they can make changes to the routes that won't affect their current transportation budget.
And when you start to add it all up, we probably could use another, $10 million in our budget.
The budget is $23 million. The city is focused on schedule and route changes, but Working America says there are other things they can do, like improve lighting at bus stops.
Feelings for you ain't developed them yet. You roll your eyes when I be telling you that.
At DePlug Music Studio, Channing Gallimore is rapping over a beat his brother made. After they finish, he'll head outside and take the bus home. One of the biggest issues for him is how late the buses run.
I personally would vote for 24 hours. I know it would cause more for the city, but Greensboro is a growing city.
And Greensboro's not alone. Lots of cities experiencing growth are dealing with how to expand their public transportation system and make them work for more of their residents. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.